we found that the border crossing to Gaza was closed, as it often was, because, of course, the only way into Gaza is via Egypt. And so faced with an uncertain waiting period, we were stuck in Cairo for what would become a month and a half. And it was during that period that I began to blog. And, you know, blogging was still a fairly new technology at that time. There were really no blogs out of Palestine or by Palestinians. So it began initially as sort of a diary to keep my husband updated with our travels and with our son's upbringing. And it turned into something more detailing the story of at least one Palestinian family representative, really, of the quintessential Palestinian experience, always waiting on borders, always waiting for permits, always waiting for something, and really showing very dramatically how the personal is political for Palestinians.